What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Just Isabel Things podcast. I am so sorry that I took a couple week hiatus from season 3. I know I posted my season 3 debut a few weeks ago, but the reason for me not being active on my podcast is because I was in Alaska. So now I am back home from Alaska, and I'm here to share my story and experience of going to Alaska on an Alaskan cruise. I'm very excited to share all this information with you guys because not a lot of people have taken Alaskan cruises, and I think it's something everyone should do at least once in their life. So that's why I'm here to share my experience with you guys coming from a 19-year-old. Because I think a 19-year-old's perspective is different, like a different perspective than maybe an adult or an older adult. So I'm here to share my experience, really excited about it. I had a great time on the trip, and I'm going to share where I went, what I ate, all that good stuff. And also, today is by the time this podcast episode comes out, it will be Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And even if you're a father figure in someone's life, you deserve to be recognized too. So happy, important Father Figures Day and Father's Day to all the dads out there. You are appreciated. All right. You guys know I like to start off my episodes with a life update. Honestly, not a lot has happened. Just got back from Alaska so I'm recording this on Saturday. Got back from, Vancouver, where the ship docked, I got back on Monday. So, yeah, I'm back. I'm here for the rest of Hot Podcaster Summer. But really excited to be back. And get back to work. I worked a little bit this week, which was good. I'm trying to think what else happened this week. I actually wanted to mention this. A couple months ago, I did movies that I'm looking forward to. Well, I've done a couple episodes like this, but a couple months ago, I did a movies I'm looking forward to watching or not watching, and I talked about Top Gun, and I said how I was like, oh, like, I don't know if I want to see Top Gun, like, I don't know if that interests me, but after seeing it all over social media, and seeing people rave about it all over social media, I went to go see it, like, the day before I left to go out of town, and it was really good. So if you haven't seen it yet, go check that out. Also this week, I went to the Stranger Things pop-up experience by my hometown. And it was like 15 minutes away from my house, and they had photo opportunities and you could shop around. So that was really cool. That's something cool that I did this week. I think there's one in Dallas, one in Chicago, and then I also believe there's one in Paris. So if you are located near any of those locations, go check it out. And if you're a fan of Stranger Things, I highly recommend you check it out because it was pretty cool. I really liked going to that. So that's what I did this week. Kind of a crazy week. You know, I got home from Vancouver. I worked a lot this week, and I also went to the Stranger Things pop-up experience. So really good week that I had this past week, but I'm happy to be back and sharing my Alaskan cruise experience with you guys. So I don't think I have anything else to update on, but I hope everyone's staying safe and is doing well out there, and let's get on with the rest of the episode. And I think I already mentioned this, but be sure to check out my season 3 debut episode posted a couple weeks ago, and you don't want to miss it, so go check that out. But yeah, if you're new here, my name's Isabel. I'm a 19-year-old teen podcaster, and I just took an Alaskan cruise on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas that left from Vancouver, Canada. I mentioned this in my season 3 debut episode, but this was not my first cruise. This was actually my 5th cruise. So I'm pretty familiar with cruising and how cruising works, but this was my first cruise since COVID. This is also my first cruise in 6 years. So there are a couple of differences because of COVID stuff that I'll explain a little bit later. But the cruise stopped at 4 stops. It stopped at, this first stop was Sitka, Alaska. The second stop was Juneau, Alaska, which is the capital. Third stop was Skagway, Alaska. And the fourth stop was Haines, Alaska. And like I said earlier, the cruise left from Vancouver. You might also hear of Alaskan cruises leaving from Seattle, Washington, but our cruise in particular left from Vancouver, Canada. And while I've been to Canada before, I've never been to Vancouver, Canada. I went to, like, when I went to my first time going to Canada was Toronto, like 12 years ago, and I remember a little bit of it, but not too much of it. So being in Vancouver was really cool because one, no one in my family has actually ever been to Vancouver. But I liked the city. We were kind of just stayed in the main city area, but it was had like a trendy vibe to it. And it was right on the water too, which is really cool. And it seems like a really nice area in terms of, how do I want to put this? In terms of like wealth, I saw a ton of really nice looking houses and a ton of really, really, really nice cars. I think one of the days in Vancouver, I saw probably 5 Maseratis. But it was a really cool city, but it does have a, with any city, honestly, with any city, there is a slightly large homeless population, but again, that's with any city you go to, pretty much. So I really liked Vancouver. I'm kind of the type of person where I value vibe, and you know, vibe in like restaurants and vibe in like places or stores or cities, and Vancouver had a cool vibe to it. So I really liked Vancouver, and I would definitely want to go back, and maybe not in like the next couple years, but maybe in my future adult life, and explore more areas of Vancouver and stuff like that. So yeah, if you're thinking about visiting Vancouver, and if you live like close to Vancouver, I would say like not like close to Vancouver, but if you live in Seattle, but you've never been to Vancouver before, like, go check out Vancouver. I thought it was really cool. And it's definitely a place I would like to visit again. But anyways, the ship left from Vancouver. And, well, how do I want to start this? So, anyways, okay, I'll start like this. Sorry, I got confused. But anyways, we flew, so this is kind of how the cruise went. So, on... let me see. Okay, so I finally figured out how I want to do the rest of this episode. So on Saturday, I think it was like June 4th or something like that. No, maybe it was June 5th. One of those days. Whatever the first Saturday was in June, we flew from Chicago, my home city, to Vancouver. And it was like a 4-hour flight. And it didn't go, while it was 4 hours, it wasn't too slow. Like, it didn't go by too slow. I watched a movie, so it was all good. And then we landed in Vancouver around lunchtime, and we got to our hotel and walked around the nearby city, and my initial thoughts of Vancouver was that it was really cool, like I said, really liked the vibe of it, and then went back to our hotel, chilled there, and then on Sunday, we were able to board the boat. So our boarding time was between 11 and 11:30, and I think we got on the ship around 11:35. So it wasn't too bad or too much of an inconvenience, I should say. So we boarded the boat, hit up the buffet because obviously cruises are kind of known for like heavy eating and stuff, which was very fun. I do love myself a buffet, not gonna lie. So went to the buffet, walked around the boat, and keep in mind, I have been on this boat before, but it's been like 6 years. And the last cruise I did was 6 years ago in the Baltic, but on that same ship. So it was nice, like, that I was comfortable with the ship and I knew the ship very well. So I got that going for me, and then the ship departed. I don't know what sailed away. Maybe sailed away is probably the better term. Sailed away around 5 o'clock, 5:30 on Sunday evening, and we were set sail for our first stop, which was Sitka. At night, we just went to the main dining room for dinner and went to like the show. So that was really cool. And then the second day, day two, this was a 7-night, 8-day cruise, by the way. So the second day was an at sea day because it takes a while to get to Sitka. It was an at sea day. We did trivia, played bingo, ate good food, all that good stuff. Just walked around the ship. And then on day three was our first day at port, which was Sitka, Alaska. And none of my family members have ever been to Alaska before. And what's cool is that Alaska marks my dad's 50th state. Like, that's the last state he's ever been to. Like, he's been to all 50 states, so that's pretty cool. This was my 24th or 25th state, so I'm almost halfway to 50. I wonder what my next state will be. But anyways, we walked around Sitka. It's not a huge town, but it wasn't very touristy compared to the other towns, and I'll explain a little bit more of that later. But we walked around the trails, saw some cool sights and scenery. As we were kind of sailing into Sitka, we saw a volcano, which was really cool. And we ate food. They had like a bunch of like, they didn't have a lot of sit down restaurants, but they had a lot of like food trucks and food tents, stuff like that. So that was really cool. And yeah, so that was Sitka. And then we boarded, we had to take a shuttle to the town, and then we had to take a shuttle back to the cruise port. And we got back to the cruise port about early to mid-afternoon, got back on the boat, and we just did typical cruise stuff, walked around the ship, visited the shops, ate a bunch of really good food, went to the shows that they had in the evening, went to trivia, all that good stuff. And then day four, we were in Juneau, Alaska, which is Alaska's capital. The capital city of Alaska is Juneau. So we went whale watching. We went on like a whale watching trip excursion, and we saw a ton of whales, and even like sailing to the different ports, like on the cruise ship itself, we saw whales in the wild, which is really cool. And then on the whale watching trip, I saw baby orcas with its family, a bunch of whales, and really cool scenery. So I did that. So I did a whale watching trip, and it was so much fun. And then we took a shuttle to the Mendenhall Glacier and Waterfall. And I've never seen anything like that before in my entire life. I've never been to Niagara Falls before. So, but I've been to the Hoover Dam. But other than that, I haven't really seen a lot of massive waterfalls in nature before. So this was really cool to see, and also the Mendenhall Glacier, and see ice chunks, like, in the sea was really cool. So we visited the Mendenhall Glacier, and then we walked around Juneau, ate lunch, and one thing I didn't like about Juneau was that it was definitely really touristy, in the sense that they had, like, jewelry shops that were just not authentic at all. And if you've been to Juneau recently, probably within the last 10, 15 years, then you might understand what I'm talking about. They just had like a bunch of touristy stores, and I was kind of hoping for a more traditional experience, but I did see a McDonald's, which was pretty cool. And like, we did go to the more less touristy parts of Juneau, but I didn't really like how as soon as you got off the boat it was very touristy. But I guess that comes with any cruise you go on. But that's just something I didn't really like about Juneau. But other than that, it was a really cool city, and I'd love to learn more about it in the future. So that was day four, which was Wednesday, I want to say. And then day five, we were in Skagway, Alaska, and we did the Yukon White Train. I don't know what it's called. It's called like the Yukon Train or something, but it was a 3-hour train ride, and we went through a bunch of mountains, and this was like the railway, I think, that gold miners took to get gold. I don't really know the full story. I probably should know, but I don't know. but it was a really cool train ride. It was a little long for my liking, but it was still really cool. And it's scenery that I've never seen before in my entire life. And what I mean by that is scenery that I've never come close to experiencing in my entire life. Because where I live and the places I normally vacation to, there are no mountains whatsoever. So it was really cool. And overall, just to see mountains literally everywhere I looked. So that was Skagway. And we also had, there was also a bunch of those jewelry touristy trap shops that I didn't really like seeing. But again, it is a touristy area because it's literally a cruise port. And it's something that like is going to happen at most cruise ports you go to. So that was just something that was kind of meh about it, but overall, I like Skagway. I liked the cute shops because there were some really cute locally owned shops, and I feel like everyone's a big proponent in supporting small businesses, so that was cool. And then I also tried some Alaskan fry bread, which was like some fried dough with cinnamon sugar on it, and it was so good. So that was a really cool highlight of the trip as well. And then we had to get back on the boat by 2:30 so the boat could take us to a really, really, really small town called Haines, Alaska. And we were in Haines from about, I want to say, like 4 or 5:30 until like late at night, maybe like 8, 9 o'clock. And we didn't get off the boat for Haines just because it was really, really small and there really wasn't a lot to do. So we just stayed on the boat. But maybe next time, if I do another Alaskan cruise, maybe I will get off the boat for Haines, Alaska. But a lot of the performers and entertainers on the ship and the comedians would just make a joke about how small Haines is because it was really, really small. But it was cool just to look out on the pool, I was about to say pool deck. Look out on, like, the ship deck and see, like, Haines from that aspect on the ship, but not, like, get off at the port, if that makes any sense. But Haines was really pretty. And another thing to note overall about the Alaska trip, and a lot of things people have asked me, are what's, like, the sunlight and daylight situation out there. So usually, well, overall, Alaska is 3 hours behind Chicago Central Time, while Vancouver is 2 hours behind Chicago Central Time. So I did have to get used to a time difference, and I've experienced time differences before in my life. It's not something super new to me, but it was just something to adjust to. But in terms of sunrise, the sun would rise around 4 a.m. and not set until 9:30, 9:45, 10 o'clock p.m. So the sun was out for probably 20 hours, 20 hours throughout the day, which was definitely something that I'm not super used to, because where I live, usually the sun sets around 8, 8:30. I don't know the exact time, and probably rises around 5, 6 a.m. I don't know, but Alaska definitely gets a lot of sunlight in the summer, and I think when it's winter, it's very, very dark. But I don't know the exact times where it is dark and where it is light in the wintertime. So that was something I had to get used to, but it was really cool having it be like light out pretty late at night. And I think the same is in Europe too. I remember like going to Europe in the summer and having the sun not set until 10 o'clock at night. Where around here where I live, the sun sets around 8, 8:30 in the summertime. So that was another aspect of the Alaska trip that I didn't really think a whole lot about before going until people asked me about it. They were like, what was the sunlight, sunrise, sunset time? And I explained it to them. So that was another aspect of it. And then after Haines, that was kind of all of the stops we did. And then for Friday and Saturday, we had 2 days at sea, which we visited, or not visited, but we attended a bunch of trivia. We attended game shows, which were really funny. Nighttime shows, because every night they do a nighttime show. Bingo, walked around the shops, ate a ton of good food. All that classic cruise stuff. I am such a cruise person. Like, cruises, writer, I love going on cruises, and I will always love going on cruises. So if you're a cruise person and you love going on cruises, then you know and understand my love for cruises. I think they're so great. If you've never been on a cruise before, please go on a cruise. And a lot of people are like, oh, well, what will happen if it's like the Titanic? No ship, cruise ship, to my knowledge, except for the Costa Concordia, but that was like an issue in itself of a European cruise line that should not have happened, but it did. And the only reason it sunk was because the captain was being an idiot. And you can read more about that on Wikipedia on your own time. I won't go into it. But maybe I should do what happened to the Costa Concordia episode. That would be cool. But anyways, no, cruises are so fun. Don't knock it until you try it. And I will live and die on that hill, on that claim. So yeah, if you've never been on a cruise, go try one out. They are so fun, and I will be a cruise person till I die. What else was I going to say? Oh, and then on our day at sea on Friday, on day six, we passed through, I a big glacier. I don't remember what it was called, but there was a bunch of icebergs in, and you see those pictures of like those classic Alaskan cruises where the ship is like there has a bunch of icebergs around it, in like the middle of the White Mountains. But we didn't get a lot of, it was mostly green mountains, but when we were sailing back to Vancouver from Alaska, we saw a bunch of like icebergs. But obviously, we're not gonna hit the icebergs because technology and navigation technology is so much better than it was, over 100 years ago when the Titanic first sailed, back when technology wasn't really a super big thing. But yeah. That was a really cool aspect of seeing glaciers and like icebergs like in the middle of the water, just kind of floating out there. So that was cool and something I've never seen before. And they're very like the icebergs themselves are very blue. And the reason my dad explained this to me, and I think I'm gonna explain this, I hope I explain this correctly, but the reason that they are so blue is because the ice crystals have been trapped there for like over thousands and thousands of years. And now they're starting to melt, so that's why the color is blue. I don't really know the entire scientific terminology of it, but I have some pictures. So if you guys want to see some pictures, I'll be happy to post them on my story or on Instagram. But yeah, on Friday and Saturday, we just, did classic cruise things, like I said before, trivia, bingo, ate a lot of good food, hit up the buffet, obviously. Had some really good meals for dinner in the main dining room and attended some really cool Broadway style, Broadway level shows, I should say. And overall, the cruise, I think next week might be like an actual cruise ship experience episode. Not entirely sure yet. I have not gotten that far. But I want to see if I mentioned everything I want to talk about. Oh, okay. And then during our cruise, it was announced that we did not have to get a COVID test to go back into the US. We had to take a COVID test before getting to Vancouver and also before like boarding the ship. That was like a cruise ship policy. But getting off the ship, we didn't need a COVID test to get back into the United States, which was really like great timing actually. Like in the middle of our trip, we found out that we didn't have to take a COVID test to go home. So that was really great, and just something that we didn't have to worry about because you do have to pay to get those COVID tests in Canada. And it was just nice that we didn't have to do it. So, fantastic timing on that part. Let me see what else. But yeah, we got back to Vancouver on Sunday. Like I said, it was a week-long cruise. Got back to Vancouver on Sunday morning, got off the ship, checked into our hotel, and we walked around a different area of Vancouver than we did on the previous Saturday. So we just walked around right by the sea and on the marina, and we had lunch on the marina, which was really cool. And we walked just around to a different area of Vancouver. And one thing about Vancouver, it's a very, very diverse city. It has a large Asian population, and there's also a ton of cool Asian restaurants too. So that was an aspect that I thought was cool about Vancouver. And also Vancouver, for all my Lululemon people out there, Vancouver is a like Lululemon headquarters. I saw the Lululemon headquarters on like the Uber ride to the airport. I saw the Lululemon headquarters, which was really cool. But Lululemon is headquartered in Vancouver, and a ton of film, like ton of TV shows and movies are filmed in Vancouver because of tax reasons. And I can maybe make an episode about that if you guys want, about how tax reasons, like why TV shows and movies are filmed in Atlanta or are filmed in Canada. If you guys want an episode about that, let me know. But yeah, I didn't see any celebrities or any TV shows or movies being filmed in Vancouver, but it is definitely a very big spot for movies and TV shows to be filmed. And then yeah, we spent the night we spent last Sunday night in Vancouver, and we woke up on Monday, spent a couple hours, went out to breakfast. Well, my mom and I went out to breakfast in Vancouver on Monday, and I was actually walking to a coffee shop in Vancouver, and someone stopped me on the street and asked me for directions, and I said, "Sorry, sir, I'm not from Vancouver. I can't help you." So that was actually really funny. But yeah, then we flew back on Monday, and on Monday, there was actually some storms in the evening as we were kind of landing, like serious thunderstorms, tornado warning, all that jazz going on in Chicago, and we almost had to divert in Rockford, Illinois, which is an airport that's probably like an hour and a half from my house. So luckily we didn't have to do that, but if we left Vancouver like 30 minutes earlier, then we probably would have had to divert in Rockford because of the weather that was going on in Chicago. But a bunch of planes that were coming from different areas over the U.S., all over the U.S. that were headed to Chicago had to divert in like St. Louis, Rockford. So I am very thankful that we didn't have to do that. But that was just kind of a funny thing that happened. And as we got to O'Hare Airport, all the flights were either canceled, delayed. So that was just kind of crazy to see. But other than that, I had a really great time on my Alaskan cruise. I hope you guys learned a little bit more about Alaska and taking an Alaskan cruise. If you guys have any questions about it or want to talk to me further about it, maybe you are considering one going for your family or you have already planned one and you have questions about packing and all that stuff, let me know and I might do a part two next week. I haven't gotten that far yet, but I think that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys learned a lot. Be sure to check out a couple weeks ago when I posted my season 3 debut episode. Go check that out if you haven't already. Make sure you're following me on Instagram at just.isabel.things.podcast. Make sure if you have any questions, my DMs are always open, or you can email me at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com. Other than that, I don't think I have anything else to say, but hope you guys have a great week. Stay safe out there. And yeah, thanks guys for listening. See you next week. Thank you for listening to this episode in season 3. If you like what you heard, leave a review in Apple Podcasts and a rating in Spotify. If you aren't already following me on Instagram, be sure to follow me at just.isabel.things.podcast. And if you have any business or sponsorship inquiries or you just have a question, please feel free to email me at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you again for listening, and be sure to check out my other episodes in seasons 1, 2, and 3.